You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. Now we're going to focus on transportation in Sacramento. Jessica Gonzalez is a spokesperson for Sacramento RT. Good afternoon, Jessica.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So I know that there were some big changes for people who regularly commute on RT. What is the status of SACRT today?
Well, our light rail is still temporarily suspended. This is a big deal for us. The storm damage and the power outages caused us to shut down light rail yesterday afternoon. We had never really experienced these type of winds and power outages all at once like this. And so not only for safety, but also because we need electricity to operate our trains, we had to temporarily suspend service.
When do you think service will be restored?
Well, our goal is, you know, before rush hour tonight. That's definitely our goal. I'm planning on getting an update about 1:30 on our crew status. That includes making sure we're working with our partner SMUD to restore all the power. We have different power substations along our system that needs to be restored. And also our crews have been out repairing grade crossings. So what that means is those crossing arms that you see at different street intersections that our tracks are on, a lot of those were blown down. So our crews are out making those repairs as well.
How significant is a stoppage like this for light rail in Sacramento?
This is a huge impact. I mean, we're talking about 22,000 people who ride light rail each day. That's low numbers. So it's definitely a really big impact to our riders, which we understand. We do have shuttle buses in place that are traveling between the different light rail stations. But obviously, we can't get a bus to a station every 15 minutes the way our light rail service provides. And so we know that this is a huge impact to our riders, and we are trying to get this system back up and running as quickly as possible.
Did this happen last year as well, during last year's winter storms?
We didn't have a full shutdown like this. This is pretty much, we did have a temporary, but this has been probably the longer of our suspended service that we've had.
And I know that there are just things out of your control. For example, you work with SMUD. I mean, you do rely on electricity. Yeah. Why do you think there was such a big shutdown this time compared to last year?
I think those wind gusts. I had never experienced wind gusts 60 miles an hour before. I mean, we all felt it in our homes or if you were out. And that affects our system. So I think our system definitely, you know, I don't think many of us were prepared for those type of wind gusts that we saw yesterday and overnight.
So fingers crossed, if you're someone that uses RT regularly, hopefully it will be restored by this evening.
Yeah. And keep an eye out. We urge riders to download our AlertSecRT app where we will, you know, push out information about our service alerts. But we're hoping, I hope I get a good update here coming up this afternoon that we can at least open some of our service for that after the evening commute.
Jessica, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Jessica Gonzalez is with Sacramento RT.